This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon has been arrested. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Bannon and three others are accused of ripping off donors in an online fundraising scheme called We Build the Wall. The indictments were unsealed in Manhattan federal court. Prosecutors say the scheme raised more than $25 million to build a wall along the southern border. The indictment says it involved fake invoices and sham vendor arrangements. The project mentioned was for 3 miles of fence post in South Texas. It was ultimately built and largely funded by Fisher Industries. President Trump recently criticized that section of the wall after it showed signs of erosion. Bannon was pushed out of his White House job 3 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump sought to distance himself from Bannon, saying he hadn't had much to do with him for several years.
And it sounded to me like showboating, and I think I let my opinion be very strongly stated at the time. I didn't like it. It was showboating and maybe looking for funds.
At one time, Bannon served as the CEO of President Trump's 2016 campaign. A federal judge on Thursday cleared the way for Manhattan's top prosecutor to get President Donald Trump's tax returns, rejecting a last-ditch attempt by Trump's lawyers to block a subpoena issued to his accounting firm. The president's lawyers immediately appealed U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero's decision to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. At the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the decision, saying it is an ongoing part of a witch hunt.
Well, the Supreme Court said if it's a fishing expedition, you don't have to do it. And this is a fishing expedition. But more importantly, this is a continuation of the witch hunt, the greatest witch hunt in history.
Marrero's ruling echoed his prior decision in the case that was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court last month.